Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. He, Jesus, is always with us as believers. Whatever situation you face today, I am is in it with you. And because I am is there, so is your miracle. But before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our Christina Pereira Ministry sponsors who help support the mission to unite the body of Christ and fulfill the Great Commission with love. A big shout out to Gopher Ministries, who provides all of our equipment for our gospel events. Davis Financial Services, who does all of our financial accounting. Harvest Family Network, through which I am licensed and ordained. And Life Changing Productions, who helps put together evangelistic events to reach our city for Jesus. If you or your organization are interested in becoming a CPM sponsor, you can find out more information on our website at christinapereira.org. Do you have a loved one special occasion coming up and don't know what to get them? Well, now you can sponsor an episode of Revealing Jesus in their name. And you can give them a special dedication message read on air. It makes a great gift. To find out more information, just go to christinapereira.org/podcast. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I am so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today, we're going to do some teaching, and I'm super excited because I haven't done this in a while, and the Lord has really been after me. He's like, I know that so many of you out there are hungry to hear more about who Jesus actually is. And I'm so thankful. I have known him since I was 7 years old. And I've had a prophetic relationship with God, although I didn't know what that was. It simply meant I could hear the voice of God. And it's a very normal thing. Every Christian is created for it. But what made it unusual about my story was that I grew up in a Baptist church. That kind of really wasn't the normal. I had a Sunday school teacher tell me, you can talk to God. And I said, as a little seven-year-old, I said, okay, really? That's awesome. And in my little childlike faith, I just poured my heart out to my father, and he always responded back to me. And as I grew older, I grew in the things of God, and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I learned so much more of his word and so much more of his character. And those things just aligned with who he was to me. And it was really incredible. And it still amazes me today that the God of the universe calls us his own children, precious children. And so I just think it's amazing. Anyway, and you are the same thing as well. And this is a calling. And when the Lord asked me to start revealing Jesus, we started a few years ago back in 2020, right after the pandemic hit. And I could see where the enemy wanted to bring such death and destruction, division and hatred and things like that. And I said, okay, Lord, what a perfect time to reveal who you really are. You know, he's been revealing himself since long before I was born. You know, I'm just privileged to take up that ministry of reconciliation. And basically what that means is Jesus came to reconcile us back to our Father because he loves us. So the Bible says that he did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save us. And I'm so thankful because we didn't deserve it. None of us do. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His name is Jesus. And whoever believes and trusts in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I think that's the first Bible verse I ever memorized in Sunday school. That's John 3:16. To this day, all of the ministries that are from God are engaging in the ministry of reconciliation. And Jesus goes on to later describe it as the Great Commission, where he commissions his apostles and he says, go into the world, heal the sick, raise the dead, share the good news. Freely you've received, freely give. And so I'm one who's freely received. And so now I get to give. As a believer in Jesus, that never stops. It never stops. God is constantly giving to me, constantly giving, because we're constantly in need of a God that is good. I always tell people this on revealing Jesus. We don't hear the gospel once, we hear the gospel every single day, because every single day there's situations in our lives where we need a savior, where we need a loving father, where we need someone to come in who's more powerful than we are, frankly, who knows more, who can do more, who can save us, who can give us wisdom when we are in a difficult situation and we don't know how to get out of it. And that's why we all need Jesus every single day. And I'm so thankful that he came. I, like many of you out there, I didn't grow up with a loving father. I didn't know what it was like to be protected. I didn't know what it was like to be encouraged. I didn't know what it was like to be cared for. I didn't know what it was like to have someone champion. Gosh, I still want to cry every time I think about it because there's no one like him. You know, even if you have the best parents in the world, or you have the best mentors, or you've been to the best. The best still doesn't compare to him. And it's just who he is. And I love that. That's why this is revealing Jesus. So today we're going to do a little bit of teaching. I kind of wrote this down the last few days because, again, just like you know, I may be a leader in the body of Christ, but I am still wholly dependent upon the person and work of Jesus and my Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. We have been facing, you know, just a Red Sea moment where God's either going to show up or we're in trouble. And he's been reminding me that he is my miracle in every situation. And, you know, I can tell you testimonies, and maybe I'll share some today, of places where God has showed up in my life. I don't know if many of you know this, but I was actually healed of multiple incurable diseases where God radically healed me. I was healed of Lyme disease, four different autoimmune diseases, and I was developing blood cancer, multiple myeloma. I really didn't know if I was going to be here or not. I was in just a terrible situation, but I had a charismatic friend who told me about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we prayed, and God just showed up. To this day, I have absolutely no explanation. I just remember weeping in my bedroom because his presence was there just so strongly, and just that he wanted to be with me more than I even wanted to be with him. And in some of the worst parts of my life, he made his presence so real and so tangible. And that's what he does because he is so good, so good. So many times I've seen him just radically show up. But again, you know, because we live in this world and Jesus himself says, even while he was here, the bones will still break, hearts will still break in this world. That's why he's promised us that he will never leave us and never forsake us. I'm so incredibly thankful for that. I just want to share this teaching with you. It's called I Am Your Miracle. And if you're facing a Red Sea moment where God has just got to show up, this is for you today. I hope this encourages you and helps you fix your eyes on Jesus. This is your moment today to hear the gospel yet again. When we do that, when we fix our eyes on Jesus, we are taking our eyes off of our situation and off of our problem. And you may think, oh, it sounds like something irresponsible to do. But really, in actuality, you're saying, God, I can't, but you can, and I trust you. And this is why I have a Heavenly Father. This is why I have a loving Savior. This is why I have the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Guide, All of those things. When we do that, when we focus on Jesus, it opens the door for him to do the impossible in our lives. What we behold, we become. It's an opportunity to focus your eyes on Jesus. This is I am your miracle. Are you facing an impossible obstacle in your life today? I want to encourage you that Jesus, the great I am, is your miracle. In him, all things exist. And because he is ever present, he is your assurance that your miracle is with you today. Jesus describes himself in the book of Revelation as the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to come. You see, he existed before time, and he exists in the present moment, and he is coming soon. In Matthew, Jesus states to his followers, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That's Hebrews 13:5. To his followers, he is ever present through the power of the Holy Spirit. He, Jesus, is always with us as believers. Whatever situation you face today, I am is in it with you. And because I am is there, so is your miracle. When Moses encountered the presence of the Lord in the burning bush, God described himself as I am. The name I am embodies this concept of preeminence and omnipotence. Moses says to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' What should I tell them?" And Moses said, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites, that I am has sent you. That's Exodus 3:11 through 14. And throughout the New Testament, we see how the presence of Jesus, the great I am, brought radical miracles into the lives of the people he encountered. The Bible states that all who came to him were healed, set free, and delivered. That's Acts 10:36 through 38. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all? You know what happened through the providence of Judea beginning in Galilee after the baptism of John that he preached? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good, healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. That is Acts 10:36 through 38. I am is the God of health and healing. I am is the God of love. I am is the God of the impossible. I am is your miracle. When faced with his arrest before the crucifixion, Jesus states that he is I am. Even mentioning the name unleashed such great power that the men attempting to arrest him were thrown to the ground. This is John 18:2 through 6. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came into the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen, went out and asked them, "Who is it that you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he." And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. And when Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. That's John 18:2 through 6. You see, even the presence and the name I am carries great power and authority. And as you believe in the omnipresence and the omnipotence of Jesus, the great I am, who is always with you, the impossible becomes possible. Because of the finished work of Jesus, we can be confident that he is willing to be good to us. Believe that you will see the glory of God, just like Jesus spoke to Martha at the death of her brother Lazarus. He says to you today, "Did I not say to you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" That's John 11:40. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man. By this time, there's a bad odor, for he's been in there 4 days. And Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Jesus. The dead man came out, and his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." That's John 11:38-44. So what is it that you should believe about Jesus, the great I am? Well, first of all, believe that your sins are forgiven you and you are now the righteousness of God in Christ. This is Romans 5:17. "For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive the abundance of provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?" That's Romans 5:17. "Believe that his heart is tender towards you." This is Matthew 8:3. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Believe that if you ask of him what you already have, you've received." This is Mark 11:24. "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you've received it, and it will be yours." Mark 11:24. "Believe that he's already decided to bless you and give you everything good in life." This is Psalm 34:10. "Those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing." Psalm 34:10. No matter what you're facing today, "I am" is your miracle. Turn your eyes to Jesus and receive from him what you need by faith. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus rest upon you as you trust in his faithfulness. I want to pray for you today before I go. Father, I thank you for all of these precious sons and daughters. Thank you that you hear us and you respond to us. Thank you, Jesus, that you add all of your perfections and beauties to our prayers. You strip out everything that's not of you and you add your perfection. And because of this, we can be assured that you hear our prayers and they are answered. Ask for these who've come to turn their eyes to you, that you be their miracle. Thank you for the provision of finances. I thank you for the provision of health and healing. I thank you for the provision of deliverance. And I thank you for your goodness and your kindness towards us always. Thank you that these, your children, would see miracles begin to unfold in their lives today from this very moment. And Father, I thank you for your presence of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for bringing comfort to those who mourn. Thank you for exchanging joy for sorrow. Thank you for giving us beauty for ashes. Thank you for all that you do for us, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope and I pray today's episode has blessed you. I will have links in today's show notes and resources, additional resources to grow your faith and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless. Beloved, let me introduce you to my King. He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely, and he is my King, and he can be yours as well. All day long, he holds his hand that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear him calling your voice today, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth.
So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God, of your glorious standard. I ask you now to send your Son into my heart, to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you. And keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you. And we want to send you a free PDF copy of our New Believer Workbook. Just go to christinapereira.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.